as they superciliously showboat their intellectual advantage over the bewildered Mr. Tuttle. The same observer may, equally mistakenly, bolster this conclusion by reference to the way in which Her Honour appears to have been, at various stages during the 26 laboured minutes of questioning leading up to this point, closing her eyes and dropping her head before jolting alert again with a quiet snort. But I know better. The learned judge is, quite plainly, bowled over by my oratory skill, no doubt mentally formulating the letter of praise that she will be sending to my head of chambers immediately the trial concludes. Advocacy, she will surely write, has a new champion. A golden age of justice is upon us. Everyone now seated and hushed, I can resume my sparring. Mr. Tuttle again glances for reassurance to his girlfriend. You won't find the answer in the public gallery, Mr. Tuttle. I obnoxiously smile at him. It's a very simple question. What you have said is what you're honestly asking this jury to believe, yes? This is an appallingly phrased and wholly improper question. Questions in cross-examination should strictly only be aimed at eliciting facts, not providing an opportunity for the advocate to